1. What are the four types of design patterns introduced in the Gang of Four, GOF, book? The four types of design patterns introduced in the GOF book are, 1. Creational patterns, deals with object creation mechanisms. 2. Structural patterns, concerned with how classes and objects are composed to form larger structures. 3. Behavioral patterns, focus on communication between objects. 4. Concurrency patterns, concerned with multi-threaded programming and synchronizing concurrent processes. 2. What is the singleton design pattern? The singleton pattern ensures that a class has only one instance and provides a global point of access to that instance. It restricts the instantiation of a class to a single object and is often used for managing shared resources like database connections or logging services. 3. Can you explain the factory method pattern? The factory method pattern defines an interface for creating objects, but it lets subclasses alter the type of objects that will be created. This pattern allows the class to delegate the instantiation of objects to subclasses, promoting loose coupling and easier maintenance. 4. What is the purpose of the observer design pattern? The observer pattern defines a one-to-many dependency between objects, where a change in one object, the subject, triggers updates to all dependent objects, observers. This pattern is commonly used for implementing event-driven systems, where observers react to changes in the state of the subject. 5. How does the decorator design pattern work? The decorator pattern allows for dynamically adding behavior or responsibilities to an object at runtime, without modifying the object itself. It provides a flexible alternative to subclassing for extending functionality by wrapping objects in decorator classes. 6. What is the adapter design pattern? The adapter pattern allows incompatible interfaces to work together. It involves creating an adapter class that acts as a bridge, enabling the client to interact with the adapter instead of the incompatible interface directly. 7. Can you explain the strategy design pattern? The strategy pattern defines a family of algorithms, encapsulates each one, and makes them interchangeable. It allows clients to select an algorithm at runtime, promoting the use of composition over inheritance. 8. What is the command design pattern used for? The command pattern encapsulates a request as an object, thereby allowing users to parameterize clients with queues, requests, and operations. It decouples the sender of the request from the object that executes the request, allowing for undo/redo functionality and the ability to queue requests. 9. How does the proxy design pattern work? The proxy pattern provides a surrogate or placeholder for another object to control access to it. Proxies can be used for various purposes such as lazy initialization, access control, logging, or remote method invocation. 10. What is the chain of responsibility design pattern? The chain of responsibility pattern allows a request to be passed along a chain of handlers. Each handler in the chain either processes the request or passes it to the next handler in the chain. This pattern decouples senders from receivers and allows multiple objects to handle a request. 1. What is the flyweight design pattern? The flyweight pattern is used to reduce the number of objects created by sharing existing objects instead of creating new ones. It is useful when there are a large number of similar objects, and memory consumption needs to be optimized by sharing common data. 2. What is the difference between the factory method and abstract factory patterns? The factory method pattern provides an interface for creating objects, but the subclass decides which class to instantiate. The abstract factory pattern, on the other hand, provides an interface for creating families of related or dependent objects without specifying their concrete classes. 3. How is the iterator design pattern implemented? The iterator pattern provides a way to access the elements of a collection sequentially without exposing the underlying representation. It involves an iterator object that allows the traversal of the collection in a specific order. 4. What is the purpose of the state design pattern? The state pattern allows an object to change its behavior when its internal state changes. It can be used to model finite state machines, where the object behaves differently depending on its current state. 5. Can you explain the template method pattern? The template method pattern defines the structure of an algorithm in the superclass and allows subclasses to implement specific steps of the algorithm. This pattern is useful for defining the common structure while allowing customization of some steps. 6. What is the builder design pattern? The builder pattern provides a way to construct a complex object step by step. The pattern separates the construction of an object from its representation, allowing different representations of the same type of object. 7. What is the mediator design pattern? The mediator pattern defines an object that facilitates communication between multiple objects without them referring to each other explicitly. It promotes loose coupling by ensuring that objects communicate indirectly through the mediator. 8. What does the composite design pattern do? The composite pattern allows individual objects and compositions of objects to be treated uniformly. It enables you to work with tree-like structures where individual objects and their compositions are treated the same way, providing flexibility in handling both leaf and composite objects. 9. What is the proxy design pattern used for? The proxy pattern provides an object representing another object. It is used to control access to the original object, for example, for lazy initialization, access control, or monitoring method calls. 10. What is the interpreter design pattern? The interpreter pattern defines a grammar for interpreting sentences in a language. It provides a way to evaluate expressions or parse data structures based on the defined grammar. This is useful in scenarios like building compilers or interpreters for custom languages. 1. What is the difference between the composite and decorator design patterns? The composite pattern allows you to treat individual objects and compositions of objects uniformly, forming a tree-like structure. The decorator pattern, on the other hand, allows you to dynamically add behavior to an object at runtime by wrapping it with additional functionality without modifying the object itself. 2. What are the key benefits of using the strategy design pattern? The strategy pattern allows for flexibility and reusability by defining a family of algorithms and making them interchangeable. It promotes composition over inheritance, reduces conditional statements, and allows for the algorithm to be selected at runtime. 3. How is the chain of responsibility pattern different from the command pattern? In the chain of responsibility pattern, a request is passed along a chain of handlers, with each handler either processing the request or passing it along. In contrast, the command pattern encapsulates a request as an object, allowing the sender to pass commands without knowing which object will handle it. 4. What is the difference between the singleton and prototype design patterns? The singleton pattern ensures that a class has only one instance and provides a global point of access to it. The prototype pattern, on the other hand, creates new instances by cloning existing ones, allowing objects to be copied instead of created from scratch. 5. Can you explain the purpose of the visitor design pattern? The visitor pattern allows you to define new operations on elements of an object structure without changing the classes of the elements. It promotes adding functionality to existing classes without modifying their code, which is useful for performing different operations on objects of different types. 6. How does the proxy design pattern differ from the adapter pattern? The proxy pattern provides an object that controls access to another object, often for purposes like lazy initialization, logging, or access control. The adapter pattern, in contrast, allows incompatible interfaces to work together by creating an intermediary that translates between the two. 7. What is the purpose of the abstract factory design pattern? The abstract factory pattern provides an interface for creating families of related or dependent objects without specifying their concrete classes. It allows clients to instantiate objects from different families in a consistent manner without knowing the exact classes being created. 8. Can you explain the concept of open/closed principle in the context of design patterns? The open/closed principle states that a class should be open for extension but closed for modification. This principle encourages creating classes that can be extended with new behavior, using inheritance or composition, without modifying their existing code. Design patterns like strategy and decorator follow this principle. 9. How can the builder design pattern be used in object construction? The builder pattern separates the construction of a complex object from its representation, allowing different representations of the same object to be created. It provides a step-by-step approach to building an object, ensuring that all parts are assembled correctly before the object is returned. 10. What is the role of the mediator design pattern in communication between objects? The mediator pattern defines an object that centralizes communication between other objects, avoiding direct dependencies between them. By promoting loose coupling, the mediator ensures that objects don't need to know about each other's internal workings and can communicate through the mediator. 1. What is the difference between the adapter and bridge design patterns? The adapter pattern is used to convert an interface into another expected by the client, allowing incompatible interfaces to work together. The bridge pattern, however, decouples an abstraction from its implementation, enabling them to vary independently. 2. Can you explain the flyweight pattern in terms of its memory optimization benefits? The flyweight pattern helps optimize memory usage by sharing objects rather than creating new ones when possible. It is especially useful when there are many objects that share common data, allowing these shared objects to be reused rather than duplicating their data in each instance. 3. How would you implement the singleton pattern in a multi-threaded environment? To implement the singleton pattern in a multi-threaded environment, you can use synchronized methods, double-checked locking, or use the BuildPew singleton design, using a static inner class, to ensure that only one instance is created and thread safety is maintained. 4. What are the drawbacks of using the chain of responsibility pattern? The main drawback of the chain of responsibility pattern is that it can lead to complex and unmanageable chains if too many handlers are added. Also, there may be cases where requests are not handled, leading to unexpected behavior if the chain is not carefully constructed. 5. What is the difference between the observer and the mediator pattern? The observer pattern defines a one-to-many relationship between objects, where one object, the subject, notifies multiple observers of any state changes. The mediator pattern, on the other hand, centralizes communication between objects, reducing the number of direct interactions between them. 6. How does the state pattern help with managing the state of an object? The state pattern allows an object to change its behavior based on its internal state, providing an alternative to using large conditional statements. It encapsulates state-specific behavior in separate state classes, and transitions between states are handled through state objects. 7. Can the decorator pattern be used to add multiple behaviors to an object? How? Yes, the decorator pattern can be used to add multiple behaviors to an object by chaining decorators. Each decorator wraps the original object and adds additional behavior, allowing for flexible and incremental modification of the object's functionality. 8. What problem does the proxy pattern solve? The proxy pattern solves the problem of controlling access to another object. It acts as an intermediary that can be used for lazy loading, access control, logging, or providing additional functionalities without modifying the actual object being proxied. 9. How can the abstract factory pattern help in creating cross-platform applications? The abstract factory pattern helps in creating cross-platform applications by providing a way to instantiate platform-specific objects without needing to hardcode platform dependencies. Each platform has its own factory that produces compatible objects, ensuring the application works seamlessly across different environments. 10. What are the main differences between the builder and factory patterns? The builder pattern is focused on constructing complex objects step by step, while the factory pattern is used to create objects without exposing the creation logic to the client. Builders are used when objects require a complex construction process, whereas factories are used for simpler creation tasks. 1. How does the composite pattern help manage hierarchical data structures? The composite pattern allows you to treat individual objects and compositions of objects uniformly. It is used to represent part-whole hierarchies, where each object in the hierarchy can be treated as a leaf or composite node, enabling operations on both individual objects and groups of objects seamlessly. 2. What is the key benefit of using the iterator pattern? The key benefit of the iterator pattern is that it allows sequential access to elements of a collection without exposing the underlying representation of the collection. This provides flexibility in the way collections are accessed, without coupling the iteration logic with the collection structure. 3. How do you apply the strategy pattern to decouple algorithmic logic in your code? The strategy pattern is applied by defining a family of algorithms, encapsulating each one in a separate class, and making them interchangeable. The context class delegates the algorithmic behavior to the strategy class, allowing the algorithm to vary independently of the client code. 4. Can you explain the key difference between the command and chain of responsibility patterns? The command pattern encapsulates a request as an object, allowing for parameterization of clients with different requests. It also allows for queuing or logging of requests. The chain of responsibility pattern, on the other hand, passes a request along a chain of handlers, where each handler can either process the request or pass it along to the next handler in the chain. 5. What problem does the interpreter pattern solve, and when should it be used? The interpreter pattern is used to interpret expressions in a language, typically when the language has a simple grammar or structure. It is suitable when you need to interpret sentences or expressions from a domain-specific language and execute corresponding actions. 6. How would you implement the proxy pattern in Java? You can implement the proxy pattern in Java by creating an interface that both the real object and proxy implement. The proxy object controls access to the real object and can add extra behavior, such as lazy loading, security checks, or logging, before delegating calls to the real object. 7. How does the template method pattern differ from the strategy pattern? The template method pattern defines the skeleton of an algorithm in a method, allowing subclasses to implement specific steps of the algorithm without changing its structure. The strategy pattern, however, allows the algorithm to be selected at runtime by delegating it to different strategy classes, providing more flexibility in choosing different behaviors. 8. Can you explain the role of the memento pattern in undo/redo functionality? The memento pattern provides a way to capture the state of an object and store it externally, allowing the object to be restored to that state later. This is particularly useful for implementing undo/redo functionality, where you can save the previous state and revert to it when needed. 9. What is the purpose of the visitor pattern in object-oriented design? The visitor pattern allows you to define new operations on elements of an object structure without modifying the elements themselves. It is useful when you need to perform operations on objects of different types, but want to keep the operations separated from the classes of those objects. 10. How do you differentiate between the adapter and decorator patterns in terms of functionality? The adapter pattern is used to convert one interface to another, making it compatible with the client code. The decorator pattern, on the other hand, adds additional behavior to an object dynamically, allowing the object to be enhanced without modifying its underlying structure. 1. What is the purpose of the abstract factory pattern in design? The abstract factory pattern provides an interface for creating families of related or dependent objects, without specifying their concrete classes. It helps in maintaining object creation independence by allowing the client to work with abstractions rather than concrete implementations. 2. How do you implement the factory method pattern in Java? The factory method pattern can be implemented by defining an abstract class or interface with a factory method, which is then overridden by subclasses to create objects. The client code calls this factory method to get an object, without needing to know the concrete class. 3. What is the role of the observer pattern in event-driven applications? The observer pattern is used in event-driven applications to allow objects, observers, to subscribe to an event source, subject, and get notified when the state of the subject changes. It enables decoupling between the subject and the observers, allowing easy updates and notifications. 4. Can you explain the concept of dependency injection in relation to the factory pattern? Dependency injection, DI, is a technique used to reduce the coupling between classes by providing their dependencies from the outside rather than creating them internally. In the context of the factory pattern, DI can be used to inject the factory objects into other classes, providing flexibility and making the code more testable. 5. How does the singleton pattern ensure that a class has only one instance? The singleton pattern ensures that a class has only one instance by making its constructor private and providing a static method to access the instance. The instance is created only when needed and is reused throughout the lifetime of the application, ensuring global access to the object. 6. How would you use the builder pattern to simplify object creation? The builder pattern is used to separate the construction of an object from its representation, allowing you to create complex objects step by step. By using a builder class to assemble the object, you can avoid having multiple constructors and make the code more readable and maintainable.